to Maxed Out Man, helping you become the man you were made to be.
Hey guys, it's Kevin Davis from the Maxed Out Man podcast. This is one of our Maxed Out Man motivations where I get to spend a little bit more time with you directly, talking directly to you. We also have long form content on our podcast and in other ways that are more interview focused and a little bit longer. Today I want to talk to you about everyone gets a trophy. So this is a controversial topic, and obviously for someone who's a little bit more hard and conservative and work-oriented, the whole everyone gets a trophy thing just drives me absolutely crazy. When our kids were younger, we actually missed this trend a little bit. There was still trophies, there was still hard work, there was still kind of work for this. We kept score on soccer games. We kept score, you know, in the on football field and all, you know, tennis and all the other sports that they did, which they actually didn't do that many. But the things that we did intramurally and those kind of things, those always had some sort of goal. And it was a difference between winners and losers, right? Like in that context. I had a conversation the other day with a guy named Peter Taunton, who is the founder of Snap Fitness. He's a very, very successful business person. He now is on his fourth franchise and, you know, someone that I really admire and can look up to. And we had a conversation about the difference between the rich conservative and the rich liberal. And I asked him the question. I'm like, hey, I don't really, and you can go back and listen to that episode as well to kind of get more into that because it was super interesting. But I asked him, I said, so I don't run in the circles you do. So you tend to be around more of the wealthy elite, quote unquote. And I said, do you find, because my experience and my observation would be that you have rich people tend to be more conservative, especially fiscally, than others. You know, they tend to kind of, when you get a group of rich men, you know, men involved and you're kind of around them, most of the topics will be leaning more towards the conservative side of things. And I said, has this been in your experience? Is this what you're seeing? And he said, well, there actually are two different kinds of rich people that I see. There's the, I worked my ass off for the last 20 years to get to this level. And therefore I've got this new wealth, this self-built wealth, something that I worked really, really hard to get to. And then there's the old wealth, right? There's the old money, as they call it. We've got second, third, fourth generation wealth to where, you know, the first man, the first guy, the first woman built this huge company, built this major source of wealth, whether it's a company or real estate or whatever those ways to generate that wealth are. But he started it. He did the work. He pursued it, and so he had pride in that. But as it split through different generations, by the time you get to the second, third, fourth generation, these are people that what we call as, you know, trust fund babies. That's the term that they typically use, trust fund babies. And he said, so there's those two different kinds of people that worked for their wealth and people that were given their wealth and essentially didn't have to work at all for that. And he said most of the time that when you look at conservative versus liberal, more socialist versus more, you know, fiscally conservative and more libertarian, that's where the difference is. And I found this super interesting because he said that, you know, on the work your ass off side, they tend to be very conservative. On the trust fund baby side, they tend to be more social, social liberals, essentially social and fiscal liberals. And I found it super, super interesting because it almost seems like if you worked for what you have, you value that and you value the work around it. And you honestly don't want other people taking it away from you because you worked for it. If you were given it, it has much, much less value to you. So if someone wants to give you a 70% tax rate, so what? I have plenty of money. Let's go ahead and do that. Take whatever you want. It's not that big a deal anyway because you didn't work on it. So I don't want to get overly political on this episode, but but in terms of like fiscal things, right? That is a big dichotomy. And to the point of when you work for something, it has more value. And it's just 100% true. So our society now, what we're doing is we're removing that need that ability and that requirement for people to work for what they have. And I think it's going to crush our society. When we tell a kid that, hey, there's no winners, there's no losers, go out and do your best and just have a good time. That's all well and good until you reward them for doing essentially, you know, nothing necessarily. They don't have to be the best. They don't have to strive for excellence. They don't have to work really, really hard, because why would you work really hard? You're going to get whatever you, I'm going to get what everybody else gets at the end of it. Everybody gets a trophy, right? Like if I can be the worst player on the team that doesn't do the exercises, that doesn't learn the strategy, that doesn't push myself really, really hard, and I'm going to get the same thing that the other kids did. I have this kid over here that works his butt off, is always at practice early, always stays late, does his weight training, does his cardio after the fact, and unfortunately he gets the same reward that I do. And so why would I work really, really hard? So the value of work is instilled in us as people. I feel like we all want to push and have this work-based, this worst-based identity. Talked about identity in one of our other episodes, but having that valuation when we work hard, when we work smart, depending on what you do, it doesn't necessarily have to be physical work, but something that you pursue. And by pursuing the goal, you have to work hard to get to that goal. If that goal is just given to you, why would you work hard? So it takes this work-based thing out of the equation, and then it also makes it so that it devalues whatever that you happen to get. So as a society, we're going to devalue all of those things. And so, you know, the way that this can look logistically is if you're a parent, you know, make sure that even if this is the way it is in your particular sport, in your particular community, those kind of things, you want to make sure that you are looking to tell your kids and to reward your kids for hard work. Give them goals and help them make sure that they work towards that goal, so that then they still have something to strive for within your own family, within your own kind of community, to be able to strive and work hard for that, so that they aren't just the same as everybody else. So as a parent, going for that, as a boss, you can do this as well. You know, we're trying to make sure we reward good behavior. We're trying to make sure we reward hard work. It's a little bit different in the work world. However, we're getting to a point now where that's changing. The labor market's changing, and kind of the people that are coming into the workforce expect more, have more entitlements. So that's a great way to be a community leader, and also just challenge the people around you in your world to help show them that you work hard, that you're trying to achieve goals, and that they can do the same thing. So work for what you got. Don't give a trophy to everybody. Hope that helps. Hope that inspires you to do a little bit more today. This is your Maxed Out Man motivation. This is Kevin Davis. Go to maxedoutman.com for more, and have a great day. Thanks.
If you're looking to really maximize your life and become the man you were made to be, head over to maxedoutman.com and get your journey started today.